You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way. We're trusting that the Lord will make our broadcasts a real blessing to you as you listen today. We do count it a blessing to be able to share the gospel with you from week to week, and it is our constant prayer that our broadcast service will be a blessing to your spiritual life. So we do invite you to stay with us today, and we trust the Holy Spirit will make today's broadcast a blessing to your soul.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
There is no touch like the touch of the Master. How many times do we read in the Scriptures how that He touched an individual and they were made whole of their sickness and of their diseases? And we read of one woman who was determined to touch the hem of His garment, and when she did, she was made whole. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for our precious Savior, and we're thankful for the love of God that enabled Jesus to come into this sin-cursed world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer, to be our Healer. And we're so thankful that we have the opportunity of representing Him and presenting His message on this broadcast service today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will accompany this broadcast as it goes forth to this precious congregation, and that You'll make it a blessing to each and to every one. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Trials are through. Too many tears have made to remember that there's too much there's too much to gain to lose. Yes, there's too much to gain to lose.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Teach Us to Number Our Days. And our lesson text is taken out of the 90th Psalm, and I will read beginning with verse 1. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth, and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's reading down through verse 12, and verse 12 is our text for today. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let us consider, for the beginning, our own frailty. We read in Psalm 39:4, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Regardless of how strong a person may be in their youth, or in their middle age for that matter, sooner or later this body will decay, and we will return to the dust of the earth. The outward man perishes, the Bible says. And the Bible also says, it is appointed unto man once to die. So may the Lord teach us to number our days. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. The wise man Solomon dealt with this thought in the book of Proverbs, or in the book of Ecclesiastes, rather, when he spoke about the grinders and the lights becoming dim and so forth. He is there speaking not of the literal things that he's referring to, but he's speaking of the frailty of man, how that in your youth you were so strong and you were not afraid of anything, as it were, but whenever the age comes on, you're afraid of heights. And that which was so little and so little to meaningful to you in your youth becomes a burden to you. That's the way it is with man. That's the reality of life. And so we need to remember our days. Teach us, the prophet Samuel, in his speaking to Israel, said, I will teach you the good and the right way. That's 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23. I will teach you the good and the right way. Yes, there are many ways in the world today that are not good. There are many ways in the world today that are not right. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in regard to Samuel, he was indeed a faithful prophet to Israel. Even in his old age, he challenged them to point out anywhere he had taken any bribe or had misjudged anyone or mistreated anyone, and they had to say, "We have no charge against you." So Samuel said to Israel, "I will teach you the good and the right way." Some people refuse to be taught the right way. Some will have to be taught by harsh and bitter realities. And I do not say that to present a God of wrath, although God does have wrath, and we need to remember that. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness. So some people refuse to be taught, and they're going to have to be taught with harsh and bitter realities, and many people are. And if they're not taught that before they reach the judgment bar of God, they will be then. In almost all walks of life, people are taught. Yes, people are taught. They're trained how to do things, how to drive a car, how to work or learn how to work at a new job. Ladies have to learn to cook. Oh, yes, we have men that cook too. How to cook and how to do this and how to do that. And we appreciate some things that we are taught. And some we may not appreciate so much. But when it comes to what I'm talking about today, the truth of the gospel and the eternity-bound soul that we have, we should appreciate anyone who would teach us the truth in regard to these matters. Teach us? Teach what does it mean? What does teaching really mean? Well, it means to provide with knowledge, to provide with insight and so forth. To give lessons or instructions, to show how to do something, to train. And what are we going to teach? Teach us what? Well, the psalmist said in our text, "Teach us to number our days. For what is your life?" James said. "It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." James chapter 4 and verse 14. I think I remember mentioning on a broadcast a few years ago that when I was a boy living on the farm in North Carolina, in the sandy bottoms where we raised corn, it was so hot and we had no shoes to wear during the summertime. We only had one pair of shoes to wear during the wintertime to school, but in the summertime we had to go barefooted. We weren't like today. And those sandy bottoms were so hot, you could see the vapor rising up over the top of the corn stalks. We would pull off the top of the soil to have a cool place to stand in while we dug the weeds out of the corn patch. I also remember, as a boy, standing in my mother's kitchen, that old black pot sitting there on the stove, and the steam coming out of that spout. And you could see it rise up maybe 2 or 3 feet. Now, listen, that's what James said our life is like. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We need to take these scriptures and these thoughts seriously. Even if you live to be 100 years old, that doesn't change the fact, the truth of this verse of scripture from James. It's as a vapor that appeareth for a little while, and then it vanisheth away. But where are we going when it does vanish away from this time world? My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. So we read in Psalms 102:11. The voice said, "Cry." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field." So we read in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 6. Now, I'm not trying to be morbid, but I would that my precious radio congregation today would take seriously these instructions. Teach us to number our days, for they are numbered. We're not going to live here forever. We are going to leave this time world. We're going to lay down this robe of flesh. And then, where are we going? Why teach us to number our days? That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Yes, we are told to do this. Apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Now, this is not just for young people. This is for everyone. We need to apply our hearts to wisdom. And the Bible teaches us that wisdom is to fear God and to keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But the wise will seek God. The wise will number his days. The wise will know and realize that we're not going to live here forever, that we're going to depart this life, and we're going to have to stand before the Lord in judgment. That's what we read in Hebrews chapter 2 and 9. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Now that verse of Scripture doesn't say it's appointed unto man once to die, and then after that the rapture. No, that is not what it says. It's not there, and it's not anywhere else in the Bible for that matter. That verse of Scripture says it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. We are going to be resurrected. We are going to die, yes, and we need to number our days, yes, but we also need to realize that going to the grave is not the end of us. Yes, the physical man returns to the dust of the earth, but the spirit returns unto God who gave it. But the Apostle Paul clearly teaches in 1 Corinthians 15 that there's going to come a time when all shall be resurrected. Jesus Christ taught the same thing. In John chapter 5, he said, the hour is coming when all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So it is appointed unto man once to die, but after the death, and the time passes, whenever the Lord comes and splits the air with the sky with blue, then we're going to be resurrected. No, not just the righteous. Everybody's going to be resurrected. All that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. And we're going to stand before the Lord in judgment. And some are going to be placed on the right-hand side, and some are going to be on the left-hand side. Those on the right-hand side will hear him say, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Those on the left-hand side will hear him say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I depart and go into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Eternal separation from God. That's what the second death in Revelation chapter 20 and also Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. That's what the second death is. It is eternal separation from God. Contrary to what most people seem to think today, not everyone is going to heaven. Not everyone is going to have eternal life. It seems like today, regardless of how a person lives, regardless of how ungodly they live, whenever it comes time for the funeral, the preacher's going to preach him right into heaven. Well, beloved, I've got news for you. No preacher has ever preached anybody into heaven. Our eternal destiny is not determined by what a preacher says at our funeral. Our eternal destiny is determined by the life that we live in this time world. The Apostle Paul teaches us that all must give an account of the deeds done in this body. And we are told in Revelation 20 that the book shall be opened, and another book shall be opened, which is the book of life. And as many as not found written in the Lamb's book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. Consider the fact that all earthly church books are going to be consumed when this old world is set on fire and it passes away. There will not be one earthly church book at the judgment bar of God. There will only be one church book there. And that book is the Lamb's Book of Life. And we read in the 87th Psalm and the 5th and 6th verses that of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the Lord shall count when he writes up the people that this man was born there. God keeps his own church book. And let me also bring another fact to your attention. God told Moses, after Moses came down off of the mound and he saw the wickedness of the people, threw the two tables of stone and broke them. Later on, he sought the Lord and he said, Lord, forgive these people, and if not, blot my name out of your book. And you know what the Lord said to him? Moses, he that sinneth against me, him shall I blot out of my book. Oh, I know. Multitudes of religious people and preachers today are teaching that we're all sinners. But according to the Lord, he said, he that sinneth against me, him will I blot out of my book. So you must be saved, and you must live a Christian life to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and to keep it there. And what is the most important of all is that it be there when you arrive at the judgment bar of God. And so the psalmist said, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The wise are those who will accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and live for him. It is the fool that has said in his heart, there is no God. Do we want to believe that just because some people say there is no God, that there is no God? Absolutely not. As the Apostle Paul teaches in Romans chapter 1, the very creation of God, the very starry heavens declare the glory of God. And Paul said, these things that God has made tell us of the Godhead. And he said, people who today, or in his day, worship four-footed beasts and fowls of the air and so forth, the reason they were doing that was because when they knew God, they did not honor him as God, and God turned them over to a reprobate mind. They believed a lie and were damned. So, beloved, it is the wise that seeks God. It is the wise that lives for God. And it is the fool that says there is no God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accompany what has been said, and may he deal with precious souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The preacher told about his love, about his saving grace, of how he came from heaven, at Calvary took my place. He said he gave his life for me, and died there in my stead. And as I turned to walk away, this is what the preacher said. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day? I left the church that evening, not knowing what to do. The preacher's voice was in my ears. I knew each word was true. I knew someday I'd meet him, and that his face I'd see. The words of the preacher man kept coming back to me. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day? We never know the day nor hour when he shall come again. And if by chance we're called away before time shall end, before that great and final day, decide, friend, what you'll do. The words of the preacher man I now ask of you. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day?
We trust that our Way of Truth broadcast has been a blessing to you today. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
If you own the riches of this world, if you had great treasures untold, what would the profit be when you must die? If your name's not in the book of life, I'd rather have my name in heaven's book.
I'd rather have my treasures up above.
I'd rather have my blessed Savior's love.
I'd rather have my name in heaven's book. I'd rather